Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Awale Resources, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ARIC. I am chatting with Glenn Parsons, President and CEO of Awale. Now Glenn, following up on news that came out 2 days ago, June 14th, we received some drill results from the new Charger prospect. This is on the Odieni project. Now, this prospect has a couple holes that were poked into it. This program was focused on some scout RC drilling, really to get a better handle of what is the potential here at this Charger prospect. We now have 22 out of an initial 23 holes for a little over 1,600 meters at Charger. Now, the results that we saw, a couple high-grade results, as high as 20 grams per ton gold. However, these results are relatively narrow widths. That was 1 meter at 20 grams per ton. We also saw 3 meters at 9 grams. We also saw 16 meters at 0.8 grams per ton gold. Glenn, summarize for us. This drill program focused at this Charger prospect. What's it telling you with these drill results?
Yeah, thanks, Corey. I think the thing to note really at the end of the day is that, first of all, you know, we had a nice anomaly sitting at Charger. We put three drill fences on that, and they are, it is scout drilling. Remember, you know, our approach is systematic. We come in with RC, shallow drilling, trying to see can we find the body, and then follow on. All holes, I mean, I think the thing to note in Charger is that all holes actually have come up with gold, you know, low grade for sure, but they disseminated gold in that whole system there. And up in the north, however, that's where we've actually hit, you know, this high, you know, one decent hit out of one hole really had the hole 89 had those nice hits that you spoke about. And, you know, that's sitting within, you know, disseminated sulfide veins. And that's the key thing, is it is different mineralization to Empire Main, and it's really trying to understand the source of this gold now at the end of the day. You know, we have this high grade zone or intercept, and it is only the one hole. So trying to understand, you know, we don't understand the orientation of this. So the idea is, you know, to certainly follow up on these grades. I mean, these grades are great grades to follow up on, to try and follow where this mineralization is going. And does it actually extend or fall under some of those other fences, which are shallow fences? So, you know, the key takeaway is really that it is, you know, high-grade mineralization sitting within the Empire Corridor. Remember, the Empire Corridor is 10 kilometers long, where we have our discovery Empire Main, and where we drilled the two other targets along there, the Empire Gap and the Empire West. So we keep on trying to really uncover what the corridor is delivering. And, well, there's always interesting, you know, there's interesting mineralization that's popping up. So the ability to continue with our strategy of building ounces, you know, still the aim of 1 million ounces and building around Empire Main as well and complementing Empire Main is certainly, you know, at the forefront and something that's achievable from our side.
Okay, so it is still early on at this project, as you have gone through still quite a bit of scout drilling right here. When it comes to, let's say, this Charger prospect, what follow-up work are you guys going to plan here to, I assume, get some more drilling in here, but get a little bit more still understanding of what could be possible at Charger?
Yeah, I mean, the drill rig actually is, we finished off at Bonduku, so the drill rig is hopefully arrives today, and then we'll be mobilizing and hopefully turning pretty soon. So the idea is on that high grade, hit there, that intercept, is really try and understand the orientation of that. So we don't have diamond hole on that. So the first thing I'm going to do is probably put a diamond hole pretty close by to that nice intercept, to actually be able to really give us some sort of geological understanding of where, of the orientation of this and what it is. So that's the key. Following that, we'll probably be able to step out a little bit and actually move from that known zone and see can we follow it and then what actually happens. So as I say, you know, we're just scratching the surface of understanding here, but obviously we're following something pretty real. So, and it's all in fresh rocks, you know, so that's the other thing. It's not in oxide material. It is actually in fresh rock, So it is source. So it's a case of following that source. So that is the exciting thing. With the drill rig still being up at Odieni, from there we're going to be moving to Empire Gap and Empire West. And really, again, you know, what we are trying to do. Remember, Empire Main is a sort of a 200 meter strike length body, and we do see offsets. We see an offset to the east in Empire Gap. And that's what we're trying to find. Have we got that offset? And then similarly up at on the Empire West, to the west of Empire Main, again, there's another offset on that side. So we're really trying to extend that Empire Main zone, you know, to some pretty considerable strike length, which obviously will add considerable ounces down the line. So, you know, as I say, it's just we're probing. These are targets, and we always hope to be successful as explorations.
So, Glenn, just as a quick little recap here, in terms of the current drill program, how many targets were tested in total at this Odieni project, and how many are the priority targets then when you get, or I guess when that drill starts turning on site?
Okay, so the targets we have tested is obviously Charger, Empire Gap, looking for the east extension of Main, and Empire West, looking for the west extension of Main. So those would still be the targets now with the current drilling. So the idea is the drill rig will be coming in and testing those again to actually further understand what we have. So those are three targets here. On Bonduku, we did the Kodio trend, which is the north-south trend. So there we did four targets. And then we did Samanda, which is in the west of Bonduku. So we did five targets at Bonduku, and effectively three targets at Odieni. And that's effectively what we said. So the drill, obviously, Empire Gap and Empire West should be next. So we hope to have those out soon. And then we would be following with the four targets in Kodio. So basically, they're sort of each is a separate target. And so there probably would be a nice flow coming from there, and then Samanda lastly, and then coming back into what we've discovered here at Odieni.
How many meters are you anticipating to drill here at Odieni broadly?
Broadly, it was sort of 5,000 odd meters, or just under 5,000 meters at Odieni, and around 5,000 meters at Kodio or at Bonduku. So that was the 10,000 meter program that we announced. And we're pretty much on track achieving that. We might have a little bit of flexibility to probe a little further, but that's, you know, we stick to, you know, that's what we said we'd do.
Okay, so really just constant drilling and still building that understanding of this project. But all the drilling, though, it's happening quite close to surface, right? You guys really are looking for, as you said, that 1 million ounces, but that 1 million ounces near surface.
I mean, that's the idea, clearly. I mean, there's no doubt. But, you know, on the close-to-surface drilling, remember, you know, these are targets that have never been drilled before. So specifically the new targets. So, you know, to be putting in deep holes is not really prudent at the end of the day. So the idea is, you know, testing and just trying to understand it, and then follow up with, you know, deeper drilling or appropriate infill drilling, really, at the end of the day.
Okay. And then, Glenn, just a summary then. I know you've already outlined what news, where it's coming from, but just summarize briefly for us what investors can expect.
So, as I say, yeah, so we could expect the results coming from Empire Gap and Empire West, and that is looking for extensions to Empire Main, or to the mineralization of Empire Main. And from there, we would be expecting, the Kodio, the four targets at Kodio. It always depends on the lab coming back from Kodio. You know, if we have one or half a target, it probably pays just to try and, you know, these, as I say, these are new targets. It pays to pull the story together. However, you know, we just play it by ear. So after that, in July, we're probably looking at Kodio coming in, and then probably end of July, early August, we would have the results of this drilling back at Odieni to take it forward.
Okay, Glenn, I appreciate that update. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Owale Resources. We will keep on following up as more news hits the market. And if any of you have any questions for Glenn, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. Glenn, thank you for your time. We'll follow up on the back at some more news. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, Corey.